بسم الآب وابن الروح القدس الله الواحد أمين. نشكر ربنا على محبته نسمح لنا نحتفل مرة تانية في عمرنا بالصوم العذراء. حاجة غريبة جدا، كل الأعياد تبدأ الأول بصيام وتنتهي بالعيد إلا صوم العذراء من أول يوم عيد، مش كده؟ يعني لو النهاردة ما كانش في صوم العذراء I'm not sure يعني if we're gonna find all this number of people here or no and we'll have the glorification and the great hymns. فحاسس ان العذراء بتعمل جو لطيف خالص خالص، الناس كلها بتحب العذراء وكل واحد بيحاول يوجد احتفال بطريقته، اللي بيصوم اسبوع زياده، اللي بيعمل نهضه كبيره في الكنيسه، اللي بيزوق صوره العذراء في بيته وينور قدام منها قنديل، كل واحد بيحاول يعبر عن مشاعره قدام محبه العذراء الكبيره. لكن let us learn something from her life. يعني if we gonna keep coming to church and make the glorification and then go home without any lessons, I think يعني we wasting our time. Of course the Tamgid is very good, but it actually is more important to learn something in order our spiritual life will grow. What do you think is right or wrong? Right. The first thing I wanna talk about it, and you help me with that. The first virtue of Saint Mary was the virtue of grace. When the Archangel Gabriel appeared to Saint Mary, he said to her, "Peace to you, full of grace." Why Saint Mary was full of grace? ليه الواحد يكون أو إمتى الواحد يكون شبعان بالنعمة أو مليان بالنعمة؟ إيه رأيكم؟ Why Saint Mary was full of grace? Even her age in that time, what about 15, 16? Not that old. From where did she get all this grace and blessing in her life? If you remember, Saint Mary was at the altar when she was 3 years old. She spent her life at altar, and her parents raised her in the fear of God. And then she spent her life from 3 almost to 12 in the altar. What she was doing at the altar, and how we can do the same in altar in order to get the grace in our life. Saint Mary at the altar was praying, and she was reading the word of God, and she was serving. Three very important things to all of us. She was praying. Her life with God is not just to come in and, or her prayer with God, not just to come in and open the agbaya, and this is it. It is very important to have the agbaya. Nobody can pray without agbaya. The agbaya will lead me to the prayers. But after I finish the agbaya, is there any dialogue, as we're going to see later on, between me and God or no? هل في أي صلاة بيني وبين ربنا؟ What is صلاة معناها؟ الصلاة معناها صلاة بتربطني بربنا. أنا مرتبط بربنا ليه أو إزاي؟ عن طريق الكلام أو عن طريق الصلاة. في علاقة بيني وبين ربنا every single day. There is something between me and God. I speak with God daily. Not because I have to pray. So in order when I go to confess, tell Abuna, thank God. This month I was good in prayer. Yes, it's good to grow in the spiritual life. But this is not the only reason. If I pray, I will pray because I love to talk with God. Imagine كده, if you have one of your friends and you speak with him. You don't speak with him because you need to keep relationship with him. You talk to him because you love him. And if one day you don't talk to him, you feel like there is something important missing. I don't contact him today. He didn't contact me. He didn't even text. I see anything in Facebook. There is something wrong. God sending a message to me and to you every day. How is our response toward God? ربنا بيبعت لكل واحد فينا رسائل يومية. احنا بنرد على ربنا ازاي? Is there any good spiritual relationship between me and God or no? The second is she was reading the word of God. She was reading the word of God. Many times when we ask somebody coming to Abuna, I don't read the gospel or the Bible daily. And the main issue, because I don't understand everything. I didn't feel lucky. يعني there is something attractive to read it every day. Okay. But do you eat every day or no? Yes, but not every food you eat you feel like it's tasty or very good food for you. But you have to eat every single day. Why? You cannot work or you cannot live without food. It's exactly the same. If you live your life without reading the Word of God, you are not alive at all. Maybe you think that you have a spiritual life, but you haven't at all. And if you don't know what the Word of God will do inside you, it's exactly what the food will do is inside you. Can you tell me when you take the medicine, what kind, any medicine you take it, what it does exactly, where it goes since you swallowed, where it goes, what it did for you? You don't know. But you feel like you healed after a week or two. Exactly the Word of God, when you take it and when you read it every day you read the Word of God, you're going to see a difference in your life. At least we have a relationship with God at all times. So you need to pray. And if you feel like there is a different way for repentance without prayers, you are wrong or you are cheated. الأباء بيقولوا من يظن أن هناك باب للتوبة غير الصلاة هو مغدوة. هو مغدوة. لو ممكن الواحد يجي الكنيسة وما يصليش, لأن ممكن الواحد يخش ويخرج من غير ما يقابل ربنا. لو تظن الاجتماعات بس هتقربك أو كفاية عليك, لا مش كفاية. لو تظن أن أي نشاط روحي كفاية, لا مش كفاية. ممكن الواحد يكون في أنشطة اجتماعية أو أنشطة روحية لكن ما قابلش ربنا, قعدش مع ربنا personally. عشان كده أنا عاوز أقول خلي بالك من الصلاة جدا جدا جدا, خلي بالك من قراءة الكتاب المقدس مهمة جدا. حاجة التالتة, you need to serve as Saint Mary was serving also at the altar. Maybe you are not good at teaching people. Maybe you are not good at teaching people alhan or choir or Sunday school. But maybe you have something you can do, nobody else can do it. Yani if you can make urban in the church, if you can clean the church, if you can bring somebody in your way, in your car, it's service. If you can do anything, you just ask Abuna, Abuna, I would love to serve. What kind of service I can do? Abuna gonna find something for you. So the reason with Saint Mary was full of grace is she was busy all the time with God. She was busy through the prayers of God, busy with reading the Word of God, and also with serving God. The second virtue is the dialogue. Our contact with God is not monologue. It's dialogue, different. مش كده؟ كلامنا مع ربنا مش من طرف واحد, مش من ربنا بس. ربنا بيتكلم كل يوم, ربنا بيبعت رسالة لكل واحد فينا عن طريق وسائل كتير جدا. أهمها والواضحة جدا الكتاب المقدس لينا كل يوم. لكن مش بس كده, ربنا بيبعت رسائل تانية through different channels. God sending to us many messages, daily messages through many channels. You can see the message of God even through the Facebook from your friends. You can find the message of God through your work, even through temptation sometimes, through the narrow road. ربنا بيبعت رسالة ليك. هل تقدر تتكلم مع ربنا زي ما كان الأباء بيكلموه؟ هل تقدر تتكلم مع ربنا زي ما كان إبراهيم يتكلم مع ربنا؟ ربنا قال عبارة جميلة جدا جدا على إبراهيم, قال كده, هل أخفي ما أنا فاعله عن إبراهيم؟ ربنا كان ناوي يولع سدوم معمورة, لكن قال أنا ما أقدرش أخبي عن حاجة زي كده عن إبراهيم. وبدأ يتكلم ربنا مع إبراهيم, وبدأ إبراهيم يتحاجج مع ربنا. هل إحنا لنا الدالة دي نقدر نتكلم مع ربنا, ولا إحنا بنقف قدام ربنا نقول كلمتين وبسرعة وبنمشي؟ مهم جدا يكون في بيننا وبين ربنا علاقة, والعلاقة دي نسميها حوار أو ديالوج. طول النهار نتكلم مع ربنا. So the first virtue is the full of grace. Saint Mary was full of grace. And the second one is the dialogue between Saint Mary and God. The third one is the virtue of humility. Actually, I think in our spiritual life with God, spiritual relationship with God, without humility, we cannot see God at all. God resists the proud all the time, as Saint Peter was saying. God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble. Saint Peter was saying, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. When the Archangel Gabriel appeared to Saint Mary, And he was giving here the greeting with saying, Behold the maid servant of the Lord. Behold the maid servant of the Lord. هوذا أنا أمت الرب. تخيلوا واحدة الملاك بيقول لها إنها ستحمل الله في أحشائها. تكون إيه مشاعرها بعد الملاك ما يمشي؟ ربما تكون فرحانة، ربما تكون مش عارفة ترد، لكن رد سانت ميري، رد قديسة مريم من كل قلبها بيرد على أنها أو بيدل على أنها كانت عايشة حياة التواضع، مش عايشة مرحلة في عمرها للتواضع، لكن عايش حياة التواضع ليكن لي. كان ردها هوذا أنا أمت الرب، هوذا أنا أمت الرب. وكلمة أمة معناها عبدة أو خادمة. تخيلوا كده، أم هتبقى أم ربنا يسوع المسيح، كان ردها أنها ما تستاهلش حاجة زي كده، ولكن هتكون خادمة أو عبدة لربنا يسوع المسيح. كان تواضع حقيقي جدا جدا قدام ربنا. كل ما الواحد فينا بينكسر قدام ربنا، كل ما كان انتصار الإنسان على التجارب. لما الواحد بينكسر قدام ربنا بتكون نعمة ربنا معه باستمرار. عشان كده every day in the Psalm 50 we pray this word. We say the sacrifice of God is the broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God shall not resist or despise. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God shall not despise. القلب المكسر ومتواضع لا يرزله الله. هل احنا شاعرين بانكسارنا قدام ربنا باستمرار، ولا احنا بنشعر بالافتخار قدام ربنا؟ مثل عجيب دايما بنحكيه، مثل الانسان الفريسي والانسان العشار. الفريسي داخل الهيكل وبدا يقول ربنا اشكرك اللهم لاني لست مثل باقي الناس الزناه الخاطفين السارقين، ولا مثل هذا العشار اصوم يومين واعشر كل اموالي. كان انسان بيفتخر باللي بيعمله، لكن كان قلبه بعيد عن ربنا تماما. الانسان العشار ما طقش ان يدخل بيت ربنا، لكن واقف ورا خالص، قرع صدره وقال له اللهم اغفر لي انا الخاطي. كتاب يقول ان هذا نزل مبررا دون ذاك. هل يا ترى وانا جاي الكنيسه بانهي مشاعر انا داخل بيت ربنا؟ هل داخل بمشاعر ان انا انسان بار؟ هل داخل بمشاعر ان انا ابن ربنا وانا مستحق الدخول الكنيسه؟ ولا مشاعر ان انا ما استحقش اكون هنا وسط اولاد ربنا؟ ايه مشاعري في كل مره بدخل الكنيسه؟ يقول ربنا في الانجيل انه انزل الاعزاء عن الكراسي ورفع المتضعين. يبقى the first point is the full of grace. We'll get the grace from God through the prayers and through the word of God and through the service. The second point is to have a dialogue with God at all time. And the third point is the humility. Fourth point is to surrender your life to God. After the Archangel Gabriel gives Saint Mary the message from God, she was saying just one word, let it be to me according to your word. Let it be to me according to your word. لتكن لي كقولك. أوقات كتيرة جدا مش بنعرف نسلم لربنا حياتنا، ما بنعرفش نقول له لتكن مشيئتك، رغم ان احنا بنقول الكلمة دي كتير قوي في حياتنا. كل يوم نصلي نقول أبانا الذي، ما بنعرفش ان ازاي نسلم حياتنا ربنا. ما بنعرفش نقول له من كل قلبنا let it be according to your word, to your will, not to my word. Sometimes when we have a problem, we stand in front of God and we give him the problem, but not before leaving everything in his hand. Also sometimes we give him idea about the solution we want it, and sometimes we tell him how we want it and when we want it. Actually, it is good to learn, and I learn with you, to leave the problem in God's hand. The example for that is Saint Mary when she was in the wedding of Cana of Galilee. When they have no wine, she came and she gave him the message. They don't have wine. She didn't tell him anything after that. Good to learn how to leave the issue or the problem in God's hand. He sees the problem even before I open my mouth and say a word to him. ربنا شايف المشكلة من قبل أنا حتى ما أقف في الصلاة وأطرحها عليه. يكفي إن أنا أقول لربنا أنا عندي مشكلة يا ربي، أنت من فضلك حلها. إيماني بإن ربنا شايف المشكلة وإيماني إن ربنا هيحل المشكلة مش هيخليني أدخل مع ربنا في تفاصيل. إحنا ساعات بندخل مع ربنا في تفاصيل كتيرة، سامحوني عشان احنا ما عندناش ايمان كفاية ان ربنا عارف ان في مشكلة وان ربنا سامعني وان ربنا يحلها. بنقعد نتكلم مع ربنا زي ما يكون ربنا مش موجود معانا، مش عارف ان انا عندي مشكلة. عشان كده ببدأ احكي المشكلة من الاول خالص، ببدأ اقول لرب من فضلك انا عندي مشكلة، وابدأ اتكلم معاه فيها، وساعات اطلب الحلول بطريقة معينة. قديسة مريم العذراء في عرس قنا الجليل، الشعب او اصحاب الفرح كان هتفتحوا، ما عندهمش واين كفايه. They don't have no wine. This is the message from God. And after that he said, it's not my hour yet. Our Lord answered her, ليس ساعتي بعد. مش دي الخطة، مش دي البلان بتاعتي. لسه شوية ان انا ابدأ الخدمة بتاعت الكرازية. لكن Saint Mary as a mother, she knows how he gonna deal with that. And she left and she told the servant, whatever he told you, do it. It's faith. She knows what he is going to do. And this is the way we should learn from Saint Mary, how to treat with God or how to deal with God. We just give him the message and we know that he will do it. Maybe, I don't know when, I don't know how, but for sure he will take care of it. The same message Mary and Martha were saying to God about Lazarus. Last week, liturgy came out, حاجة زي كده. The one you loved is sick. الذي تحبه مريض. They didn't tell him, just come now. They didn't tell him, just say a word. They didn't tell him anything. Just the message. The one who you love him is sick. عاوزين نتعلم ان احنا نسلم حياتنا لربنا، وربنا هي take care of everything. بعد ما ميري ومارثا قالوا لربنا ان لعاذر عيان، عامل ايه ربنا؟ راح زار اليهودية ورجع. كان لعاذر بقاله في القبر 4 ايام، يعني كان ربنا سمع المسج دي من 4 ايام او اكتر، ومع ذلك ربنا استنى شوية. ده المسج اللي ربنا عاوز يعلمه لنا النهاردة في حتة تسليم، انه انت يكفي انك انت ترفع الموضوع قدام ربنا وتسيب ربنا يشتغل. حتى لو ربنا جه بعد ما لعاذر يموت، حتى لو هيجي بعد ما لعاذر يخش القبر، حتى لو هيجي بعد لعاذر ما يكون انت، ما تقلقش، ربنا عنده حتى للموت مخارج. يكفي ان الواحد يسلم حياته ربنا. So the fourth point is to surrender your life or your issue or your problem to God. To surrender everything in His hand. The fifth point is you have to have faith. في واحد مرة ما كانش عنده إيمان بربنا خالص. حكاية كده خيالية شوية. وبعدين الإنسان ده كل ما حد يكلمه على الإيمان ما فيش إيمان بربنا خالص. بعدين في مرة هو ماشي وقع كده في بير غويط قوي. فهو بيقع مسك في حاجة. قعد ينادي يا ناس اللي فوق، يا جماعة اللي فوق، طب يا رب انت اللي فوق انقذني. فربنا قال له عاوزنا انقذك. قال له الاول انت مين؟ قال له انا ربنا. قال له يا رب بفضلك انقذني. قال له بس لازم تسمع كلامي الاول. قال له خلاص يا رب هسمع كلامك. قال له اول حاجة عشان اصدق انت سمعت كلامي، سيب الفرع اللي في ايدك اللي انت متعلق فيه. لازم اتأكد انك انت بتؤمن بيا. فقال طب بص يا رب كده، في حد غيرك تاني فوق؟ في حد غيرك يقدر ينقذني ولا؟ اوقات كتيرة قوي احنا بندور على واحد تاني غير ربنا نشوفه بعنينا، لكن ربنا لو احنا سلمنا له هيحملنا على اجنحة النسور. القديسة اليسابات قالت العذراء، طوبى للتي امنت ان يتم لها ما قيل من قبل الرب. ايمان العذراء، سانت ميري had a faith. The faith without doubt. Without doubt. Whatever the angel told her, she believed in him. Whatever he said, it's okay, gonna happen. Sometimes I feel, if this has happened to my sister, to one of my friends, I'm gonna recommend that she first thing to do, just go tell Joseph. Tell him, he gonna discover this sooner or later. Just go tell him what happened. She did not say a word. She believed the angel, and she believed that whatever he told her, it's gonna happen, and God will take care of everything, including Joseph. تخيلوا واحد فينا لو حاجة زي كده حصلت له، يبدأ بقى يحضر ويتكلم مع الناس، أو يتكلم مع الناس اللي related to him. The people at least live with me in my house. She did not say a word at all. She left everything to God. She has a faith without doubt. The second, she has a faith without fear. What's gonna happen when she had the baby? What the people gonna say about her? They should stone her. someone is not married and just live with her fiance, what are you going to say about her? If Joseph starts saying, he's not my son, what are you going to say? She did not have a fear at all. She trusts God will take care of the point. This is the fourth thing or the fifth, five thing we need to learn from Saint Mary. Saint Mary was full of grace, and we need to get the grace from God through contacting God all the day, through our prayers, listening to God through the Bible. Sometimes we feel like we don't know how to pray. Just stand in front of God and talk to Him. Ask Him to give you the word to pray. Sometimes we feel like, Abuna, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to say to God. You know what? The best thing for you and for me is to use the Agbaya. And after you finish the Agbaya, talk to God. Anything common in your mind, just share it with Him. And if you don't have anything, tell Him that, you know what, God, I have nothing to say. Please give me the word to speak with you. And God will give you. He knows what's exactly in your heart. So why you hide it? Just say to Him, I have nothing to say. I would love to have a relationship with you. I would love to have the word to talk to you, like Saint Arsenius, when he was talking to you the whole night. I wish if I speak from his whole night is just 1 hour or 30 minutes or 15 minutes. I wish to speak with you as a father, as a friend. I wish to learn that. And nothing going to help you more than you ask God to give you the word. And I'm sure God will touch my heart and your heart. Also, please, you have to learn and you must read the word of God every single day. When you have your duty every day, you have to go to the gym and you have to answer your emails and text your message. God sending you a message every single day. Try to answer it. Sometimes you feel like your friend, oh man, come on man, I just text yesterday, you didn't answer me. I sent an email to you, you didn't answer me. Why? What's wrong? I feel, in front of God, I feel like sometimes I'm very guilty if the day passed without talking to God. And you know what? Sometimes as a servant or a priest, maybe I'm busy to prepare a topic. So I'm reading the Bible maybe 3-4 hours. But it's not considered as a praying or reading, because right now I'm preparing the topic. But where is the message? I took it from God, burst to me, Tedros or Abuna. Where is my message? I get it from God. You have to take everything out and start listen to God personally. And the third point is tell Him, God, what you want me to do? Send me to dawar ba'd kada ala al-khidma. The second virtue is to learn how to deal with God as a father or a friend. You have a dialogue. Let God your partner in everything in your life. Be a partner in work. Be a partner in your family life. Be a partner in all problems. Let Him come in and deal with you. The third point is to have humility from Saint Mary and learn that we have nothing. God, He is the one giving whatever we have. My job, my life, my health is from God. There is nothing to be proud. Just proud that our Lord is our Father. After that, to surrender your life in God's hand. نتعلم نحن نسلم كل حياتنا لربنا. آخر حاجة نحن يكون عندنا إيمان بربنا. إيمان من غير شك. إيمان من غير خوف. إيمان من غير جدال. يعني إزاي العذراء تفهم أنها تبقى تحمل طفل وهي إنسانة عذراء. حاجة فوق العقل. مش أقول بس ضد العقل بس فوق العقل زي العقل تصورها. لكن أخذت الكلام ده كله بإيمان بلا شك وبلا جدال وبلا خوف. ربنا قادر يملى حياتنا بالبركة وبالنعمة بشفاعة العذراء أم النور قديسة عظيم أنبا خميس. لإلهنا كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد. أمين.